boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Let's bow our head for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you again thankful to be alive, thankful, Lord, for the health, the strength to be able to get up and be here today. And Lord, we know there are other people that would really love to be where we're at, but they're just not able. And we want to be mindful of them today and ask that you please bless them, that you please help them, that you give them strength and encouragement, that, Lord, you take care of whatever need they might have. And, Lord, I pray that you would get everybody safe back home after we dismiss today. And, Lord, I pray that while we're here, you would help us to be alert and to be attentive, to be focused on the Word of God, what you have for us. And I pray that something that's said would minister to our hearts, would be a blessing, would be a help as we start out this new year. And we'll thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, as you know, is New Year's. As hard as it is to believe, another year has come and gone. We have officially exited 2016 and entered 2017, which means we are all, every one of us, a year older. Amen. We're all a year older and that much closer to meeting the Lord. But as I got to thinking about this past year and where we are really as a church family, it stood out in my mind that we have several people within our church family that are transitioning into this new year with more uncertainty than ever before. Because of decisions made on their behalf, a diagnosis they received, or some development that has occurred with friends or family or their future, they're at a level of uncertainty that they've never been at before. That's just kind of where we are right now in our church family. And we can try to tiptoe around that and act like it's not the truth, but I don't really think that's the best way to handle things. I think the best thing to do is just meet every challenge head on and do the best we can with the help of God. So we don't want to try to ignore where we are. We want to accept where we are and ask God to help us to move forward and deal with it the best way that we possibly can. But the fact is, all of us, and I say all because I mean every single one of us here today is entering this year with uncertainty. Some may be more than others, but all of us here today are entering this new year with uncertainty. In the verse that we just read, Proverbs chapter 27 in verse 1, the Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." What that means basically is don't brag. He says, boast not. Don't brag about what you're going to do or what's going to happen tomorrow because you don't know what that day may bring forth. In James chapter 4, we read just a few moments ago, the scripture says that we know not what shall be on the morrow. And the truth is, there are a million things that could happen tomorrow that we did not see coming. Things that we did not expect, that we did not see coming at all, they could happen tomorrow and be just as real as anything we've ever gone through. That's the way it is in reality. So if we don't know from one day to the next what's going to happen, there's no possible way we could know what's going to happen throughout the course of a year. Amen? There's no way. Now, our desire is to have a great year, right? That's what I pray for every one of you, and I mean that. I want the best for you. I love you, and my heart's desire for everybody here is that you have the best year you have ever had in your entire life. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for myself and for my family. But the truth is, we don't know what's going to happen in 2017. We don't know. We don't even know what's going to happen before this day is over. So we certainly don't know what's going to happen in this new year. What I want you to understand is that even though we're entering the year with uncertainty, we can also enter the year with hope and confidence. Just because we're facing a future that is uncertain does not mean that we have to face that future with fear and anxiety. We don't have to be overwhelmed with fear and worry and depression and concern and all of these other emotions that we feel sometimes because we're not certain about the future. We don't have to leave this day and begin this new year worried about what's going to happen. We don't have to let the uncertainty of this year overwhelm us. We don't have to. And I say that because the things that matter most for those of us who are saved are guaranteed. Y'all understand that this morning? What's uncertain is what's going to happen with the things concerning this world down here. But when it comes to the things that matter most for those of us who are saved, those things are guaranteed. They're set in stone. As the Bible says, they're an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. They're certain truths, guaranteed truths that can guide us through uncertain times. That's what I want to talk about for a few minutes this morning. I just want to remind you of some of these certain truths that I believe can guide you into a future that's uncertain. So here's some things that I want to bring to your remembrance today. Number one, and you all know this, you've heard it 1,000 times before, but it's imperative, I believe, that we be reminded from time to time. As we look into this new year with uncertainty, I want you to remember and to remind yourself as often as possible that you will, in this year, have His presence with you. You will have His presence with you. If you are saved this morning, then the Lord Jesus Christ lives inside of you. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul said that it is Christ that liveth in me. If you know Jesus Christ this morning, then you have Him living inside of you. And here is the promise that He made, Hebrews 13, verse 5. Y'all know it, don't you? What did He promise about His presence in our lives? He promised that He would never, isn't that what He said? He would never leave us or forsake us. So that means that no matter where we go, no matter what we experience, no matter what happens, we always have His presence with us. I may not know what's going to happen in this new year, but I know that whatever I go through, I won't have to go through it alone. I won't have to go through it by myself. And the fact is, most of us have good friends, and we have family that'll walk with us as we go through the things that we have to deal with in this life. But the greatest blessing, folks, is knowing that we have the Lord Jesus Christ with us at all times. That we have His presence, that we'll not have to walk through any valley by ourselves. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. You have Him with you right now. You'll have Him with you tomorrow. You'll have Him the next day and the next day, a month, 2 months, 6 months from right now. Wherever you're at, whatever transpires in your life in this year, you won't be by yourself. You have His presence with you. That's something just to remind yourself of. I think maybe it's a blessing that we take for granted a lot of times. But it's a wonderful thing to know that no matter what happens in the new year, we have His presence. Let me say another thing that we need to keep in mind, another certain truth for uncertain times is not only will we have His presence, but throughout this year we will have His precepts. We will have His precepts. When I say precepts, I'm talking about His Word. In the year 2017, all of us will have his word. Let me show you some scripture. Turn in the New Testament to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. Every day, every moment, we have his presence. Every day, we have for us his precepts. 1 Peter chapter 1, look at verse number 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 23. We've referenced these verses before, but I want you to look carefully at what they say. The Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. Look at it, which liveth. Now we know it's alive, right? The word of God is alive, but notice it says, which liveth and abideth. So not only is it alive, but the Bible says it abideth how long? How long is the word going to be around? Forever. The Lord Jesus Christ is from everlasting to everlasting, so he'll always be around. He always has been. He always shall be. Amen. And he has given us his word that is alive. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The word of God is quick, it's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We know these truths. But here he says, it liveth and abideth forever. Unless I choose to get rid of my Bible, I'll never be without the Word of God. I'll always have it. It liveth and abideth forever. Look at verse 24. For all flesh is as grass. Flesh talking about these bodies right here. You realize these bodies are not going to be around forever, right? This flesh right here is not going to last forever and ever. We're going to have to get a new body, and thank God we will get a new body one day. But this flesh that we're dwelling in right now, it's not like the Word of God. It's not going to be around forever. All flesh is as grass. Look at it. And all the glory of man. All the glory of man. Men like to glorify themselves. There's no doubt about that. And some people can achieve great things in this flesh. They can get their flesh, their bodies to levels that I can only imagine in my mind. I see some athletes, the things that they're able to do, and it is absolutely unbelievable. I've never been able to do that. Never will be able to do that. It's just astounding and amazing at the glory of man sometimes. But here's the thing about that. It's not going to last. It's not going to last. It doesn't matter what a person can do right now, how great of an athlete, what kind of a physical specimen they might be, what kind of glory they possess in this flesh. It's not going to last. It's just here for a time. You see what he says? For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. What happens to grass and the flower? It says the grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. That's what's going to happen with this flesh right here. It's just going to wither up. What happens to us as we get older? What do you begin to see develop as you get older? Now, they've got all kinds of creams and lotions and Botox and things like that to keep them away. But the fact of the matter is, we know that as we grow older, we begin to wither up, don't we? We begin to see those lines and those crow's feet and all those things that at one point were not there. You know what that is? That's the glory of man withering away is what that is. Seems like every time I look in the mirror now, I see a new spot or a new wrinkle or something that wasn't there before. You know what I realize? I'm fading away. That's reality. We don't like to admit that. We don't like to think about it. But that's the reality of it. We're all withering and fading away in this flesh right down here, right here. That's why some of you ladies right here, I don't ever know what color your hair's going to be. You know what you're doing? You're trying to cover up the fact that you're withering up and fading away. Amen. That's the truth. We try to hide it. We try to cover it up. But it's not going to last. This Bible says, for all flesh, that means your flesh, that means my flesh, animal flesh, whatever. All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. You can have a beautiful flower. And this is one reason why I never have been big on buying flowers. Not that my wife doesn't deserve them. Putting up with me, she deserves the biggest bouquet of flowers she could get, I guarantee you. But I don't like buying flowers, because you know what happens? You get those flowers and you give them to them, and even if you put them in a thing of water, what eventually happens to them? They just wither up, and the petals that are there, what happens to them? They just fall off, don't they? And they die. That's what he says is happening with this flesh right here. It just withers away, and it eventually dies. But look at verse 25. But the word of the Lord, y'all see that? The word of the Lord endureth forever. Praise God. Praise God. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. In this new year of uncertainty, standing here, the first day of a brand new year, I have no clue what's going to happen in 2017 in my life, the life of my family. I don't have any idea what's going to happen in your lives. You don't know what's going to happen in your lives this year. But this much I do know. I do know that in this year I will at all times have his presence with me. And I do know that at all times in this new year I will have his precepts with me. I know that no matter where I find myself, if it's a time where I need wisdom, I got his word to give me wisdom. If it's a time where I need direction, I got his word to give me direction. If it's a time where I need correction in my life in this year, and I guarantee you there'll be times in 2017 where I need some correction in my life. And there'll be times, believe it or not, when you need some correction in the new year. But whatever it is, whether I need wisdom or guidance or correction or instruction in righteousness or reproof or exhortation or comfort to see me through a difficult time, whatever I need in this new year, I have the greatest asset that I possess on this earth as a Christian at my disposal, and that's the Word of God. At any time, I can break open the bread of life and begin to read. And let that bread minister to my heart. And you can do the same thing in this new year. So in this new year, we will have his presence. In this new year, we will have his precepts. Third thing that I want to say, just a reminder, is that in this new year, in the year 2017, we will have his promise. We will have his promise. The Lord has made a number of promises, but I'm talking about a specific promise that he has made to those of us who know Jesus Christ as his personal, as our personal Savior. So I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 John, and I want to show you this promise that I'm talking about. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Certain truths for uncertain times. There's some things that are guaranteed. We're guaranteed his presence. We're guaranteed his precepts. We're guaranteed his promise. His promise. The Bible talks in Peter about exceeding great and precious promises that have been given to us. The Bible is full of the promises of God. Amen. The Bible says that the promises of God in Christ are yea and amen. And the Bible says he is faithful who promised. So if he's made us a promise, and he has, then we can depend on that promise. We don't have to worry. We can know that it's going to come to pass. And here in 1 John chapter 2 is a specific promise that's dear to my heart. Verse 25. Do y'all see that? Does that mean anything at all to you? And this is the promise that he hath promised us. Who's the us there? That's us saved people, right? The Lord made us a promise. He said, if you will trust my son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior, if you'll call upon him for salvation, just trust him and him alone, not trusting anything else, just trusting him, then I make you a promise. And here's the promise I make to you. Here it is. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. That is something that I possess right now as a Christian. We tend to think in our mind of eternal life as something that we'll get one day. But actually, according to the Bible, eternal life is something that you have right now if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've made that decision in your life and received him, then you have his presence in your life, and he has promised you eternal life and already given you eternal life. You have it right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He, listen to me, John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son, you believe on the Son this morning? He that believeth on the Son hath, you hear that word? H-A-T-H, hath. Not will have, but hath everlasting life. You have it right now. He's already given it to you. Right now you have it if you're saved. And so whatever happens in this new year, whatever happens, you know what I'm going to have? And this is a certain truth for uncertain times. Don't know what's going to happen in this year, but I know I'm going to have his presence with me. And I know I'm going to have his precepts with me. And I know that no matter what happens, I'm going to have his promise of eternal life. You know what that means? That means that I can live every day with hope. Sometimes it looks like everything's hopeless, and we feel like everything's hopeless, and we get all this news and stuff happens and develops, and we get weak in our faith and we lose our confidence. But here's how it is, folks. What in your mind, what do you think would be the worst thing that could happen to you in this new year? I mean, just from a human perspective, what is the one thing above all others that we're trying to avoid as human beings? We don't even like to say it, do we? We don't even like to say the word. What is the worst thing that could happen to you from a human perspective in 2017? You die, right? And that's the thing that we do our best to avoid. We go to doctors and we take medicine and we have treatments. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but what I'm saying is we scratch and claw and do everything that we can to hold on to this life down here. With all of its troubles and all of its trials and all of its hardships, we don't want to let go of this thing down here. And we see death in our mind as a bad thing. Listen. If the worst thing that can happen to me in 2017 is me die, then guess what? Standing here on January the 1st, brother, I got the victory because I have eternal life. So if something happens in 2017 and my life on this earth comes to an end, and it very well could, if that happens in this year, standing here today, I have hope and confidence in my heart. Because I have his promise. Do you have that this morning? I'm talking about certain truths for uncertain times. Whatever happens, you may not make it through 2017. Can we be real about it? You may not. I hope you do. But you may not. But even if you don't, praise the Lord, you'll be with him forever. You have his promise, and you'll have it every day of the new year. When I lay down in my bed tonight, if I get to lay down in my bed and put my head on my pillow, I'm sure as it is every night, there'll be a lot of things that roll through my mind. I don't know if y'all are that way, but a lot of times, every night, really, I lay down and I pray, and things go through my mind, and I think about the next day, and I think about the future. But you know what I don't think about? I don't think about going to hell. I don't think about that. You know why? Because God made me a promise that if I would trust his son, Jesus Christ, he'd give me eternal life. And I'm clinging to that promise that I have eternal life. So no matter what happens in this year, I have his promise. I'll have his precepts. And I'll have his presence. I want to just remind you of a couple of more things and I'll be finished this morning. Certain truths for uncertain times. I want to say this, that in 2017, no matter what happens, if you belong to him, if you are a child of God, and you'll be faithful to him, you will have his provision. You will have his provision. The Bible teaches us that he knows what we have need of even before we ask, right? He knows what we need. Whatever it is, he knows. He knows what we need right now. He'll know what we need in the future, on down the road. Whatever it is, he knows what we need. And this is what the scripture says. Y'all know the verse, Philippians 4:19. What is that verse? But my God shall supply all your need. Isn't that what it says? According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Listen to it now. According to his riches in glory. You know why we have certain needs that develop in our life? Because we don't have riches. That's why sometimes we have trouble paying a bill or something comes up and we can't afford to get this or afford to get that because we don't possess those riches. But let me remind you of something. The one that you have living inside of you has everything. His riches in glory. Heaven's not bankrupt, amen? It never has been bankrupt, and it never will be bankrupt. He's just been doling out from that treasure house, that storehouse, year after year, just taking care of people's needs. And he is still able. I don't care what's going on in the world. He is still able to take care of your needs. He can still do it. He's not broke. He's not about to go on Social Security. Not that that's a bad thing, but he's not about to go on Social Security and have limited resources. Listen, he's as wealthy now as he's ever been. Do you realize that you're a child of a king? Right? You're a child of a king. He's not a pauper. He's a king, friend. He's got everything. And there'll be nothing that you face in 2017 that he can't provide for. Nothing. That's a certain truth. Now, he may let me go along there for a little while and not see how the need's going to be met just so that I can learn to trust him more. That happens. But there'll never be a time in this year where something comes up that God can't take care of. Not one time. So I don't have to go into this uncertain future with anxiety in my heart, wondering how I'm going to pay for this, wondering how I'm going to take care of that, how am I going to deal with this. I don't have to worry. My resources may be limited, but his ain't limited, friend. He's got everything he needs to take care of me and to take care of you in this year. And the last thing that I want to say, another certain truth for uncertain times, is that in the year 2017, you will have his power. His power. Talking about his strength. Psalms 29:11 says, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will give strength unto his people. You ever feel weak? You ever feel tired? I hear people, it seems like more now than I ever have, say something like, man, I'm just wore out. Just wore out. Wore to a frazzle. I'm run down. I'm give out. I need some rest. I know that we all have those times where because of life's burdens and the cares that go along with living in this world down here just pile up. We say it a lot, when it rains, it pours. That's an expression we use often down here. And doesn't it seem like that sometimes? Where you have this problem and you think, well, you know, got this, but then boom, there's something else. And then boom, there's something else. And it just piles up and it piles up and you feel weak. And you just don't feel like you have the strength to carry on. It may get that way in this year from time to time. There may be, if I was a betting man, be willing to bet that somewhere along the way in this year you're going to have that moment where you think, man, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to go on. I'm just out of strength. But here's what the Bible says. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You believe that this morning? You believe he can give you that strength when you feel weak, when you feel like you can't carry on? The Bible says that his strength, listen to me now, is made perfect in weakness. Sometimes the Lord lets us get to that point where we feel weak and we feel like we can't go on so that we can learn that his strength is all we need. Because the tendency in us as people is to think, I can handle it, I can handle it, I can handle it, I can get through, I can get through, I can make it, I can handle it, I can handle it. Well, without him, you can't handle it. Without him, you can't make it. He can let things, you listen to me, no matter what you think of yourself, he can let things pile up so high in your life that you can't handle it. He can do that. He can get you to that place where you think it's just, I'm done. And that's probably where he's trying to get you. So that you'll rely on his strength and not yours. And that strength will be available for you every day in the new year if you want it. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Certain truths for uncertain times. I don't know what's going to happen in the new year, and you don't either. But I'm telling you, it's a certainty that in this new year you'll have his presence, his precepts, his promise, his provision, and his power. And you can make it through. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day, another opportunity. Lord, I thank you for the beginning of a new year. Thank you for the blessings of this past year, and I look forward to this new year with hope and with confidence. Knowing that everything's not going to be rosy. It's not going to be a year spent totally on the mountain. We'll have valleys and we'll have struggles and trials. But you'll be with us all the way. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.